Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Our text is the gospel just read. I need your help to end a tragedy associated with the observance of this festival, especially the help of those who are entering deaconess service or who will soon be placed in the pastoral office. The tragedy is that this glorious event, the ascension of our Lord, to reign as the risen victor over sin, death, and Satan himself, is often viewed within Christendom as the day Jesus left us behind. Yes, this is the day that has been tragically used as the basis for the doctrine of the real absence in the Reformed Church. Christ has returned as sovereign to his throne and rules. He is ascended and absent. In spite of our biblical teaching in the Lutheran Church, more than a few people in our pews, the pews where you will soon speak and minister to people in those pews, they have adopted the pop theology of the old Bette Midler song, "God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance." The Lord is not ascended and absent. The scriptures teach us that he is ascended and present. Rather than observing the ascension of our Lord as the day when Jesus' ministry came to a screeching halt and end, it needs to be trumpeted as the day in which his ministry to the whole cosmos commenced. This is what Jesus stressed to his disciples as he was about to ascend. Luke tells us that he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." Even as it was divine necessity that Jesus suffer the wrath of God for sin, your sin, all sin, and even as it was necessity that he pay that price and rise victorious over sin and for all of creation, so also it was divine necessity that the benefits of this atoning sacrifice should be shared then with all nations. Indeed, as Jesus speaks these words, he's talking not only about what has been fulfilled in his suffering and rising, but what is yet to be fulfilled in his ongoing ministry in the life of the church as repentance and forgiveness of sins is shared with the nations. With the ascension, the scope of Jesus' ministry reaches far beyond the dusty roads and hills of Jerusalem, Judea, and Galilee, to all peoples, nations, tongues, and tribes. Where his divine name is invoked, there he is present, there with forgiveness of sins. Yes, our ascended Lord is present in and at the preaching and teaching done in his name, the baptisms done in his name, the absolutions done in his name. He is present and he is delivering as our ascended and present Lord forgiveness of sins, won at the cross once and for all, but delivered again and again and again and again. This morning, we are not the widow of Christ who mourns for a long-dead husband at a memorial meal. We are not even a neglected wife missing her husband who is absent. We are the bride of Christ who recognizes our ascended and present groom here in his body and blood as he bestows forgiveness of sins, replacing our rags with his righteousness. Luke tells us that Jesus opened the minds of the disciples to understand the scriptures, not only about the necessity of his own death and resurrection, but about his ongoing ministry, that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. The ascension does not mark the end of Jesus' ministry, but the commencement, the beginning of his ministry to all nations. And he uses deaconesses, he uses pastors as such an important part of that process, his shepherding of his church. Jesus says to you this day, to each of you, you are witnesses of these things. Open people's minds to understand the scriptures so that their hearts burn with faith that recognizes in those scriptures the voice of Jesus. Use the scriptures to trumpet out the reality of Jesus ascended and present with the forgiveness of sins again and again and again until he returns in glory. He is not watching over us from a distance. He has not disappeared off the radar screen to some far and uncharted galaxy. Christ is ascended and present with us, not merely as one dot on the vast radar screen of his creation, but personally present and extending his gracious rule wherever the faithful gather around his word of forgiveness and his feast of forgiveness. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Risen, ascended, present. Amen. Peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.